another 5-Minute Mystery.
Dr. Greenwood speaking.
Oh, Dr. Greenwood. Dr. Greenwood, this is Mrs. Barnes.
Yes?
Something horrible has happened. My husband...
What's happened to him? He seemed well this morning.
The medicine you left. He's killed himself with it.
Oh, Dr. Greenwood.
Where's your mistress?
Well, Mrs. Barnes is upstairs in her bedroom. She's taken this very badly, Doctor.
Isn't there anyone with her?
No. Mrs. Barnes only phoned you and Mr. Graham.
Graham?
Speedy Graham. He's the manager of the Blue Sox, the baseball team. Mr. Barnes pitched for them.
Oh? Where's his body?
Well, right in this next room, sir. Won't you step this way?
Has anyone been in here since Mr. Barnes died?
Well, no, sir. Well, that is...
Sorry, Dr. Greenwood, that I couldn't be here to greet you.
I understand completely, Miss Barnes.
I'm still hardly able to think clearly.
Please, try to tell me what happened.
Well, after you left this morning, Mr. Barnes became very difficult.
You mean about the injections I told you to give him?
Yes. He thought that I wouldn't know how to handle a hypodermic. He begged me to send for you.
And then? Then what happened?
Well, I came in about 2 this afternoon. Right into this room, I saw him putting the hypodermic needle into his own arm. His face was contorted with pain.
Yes?
I cried out to him. He slumped to the ground, pale as a ghost. And a few minutes later, he was dead.
Hmm.
Look, you can still see the mark of the needle there on his left arm.
Yeah, so you can. So you can.
Oh, answer that, please, Gertrude. Probably Speedy. He said he'd be over as soon as he could make it.
You say, Mrs. Barnes, that your husband became very pale?
Yes. And, oh, please, Dr. Greenwood, don't make me describe it to you again. It was too horrible.
Mrs. Barnes, I don't know what to say. It's been a great shock.
Oh, thank you, Speedy. I know how you feel.
Mr. Graham, do you know of any reason why Mr. Barnes would have wanted to take his own life?
Why, no, sir, I can't think of any. Always seemed happy to me. Excepting for this last spell, always had good health, made good money. Why, he was the best southpaw in the business.
I see.
Mrs. Barnes, you've had a hard few hours. Why don't you rest while I take care of the details?
Mr. Graham, I don't think I'd wasted any sympathy with Mrs. Barnes. I'm going to have her arrested on the charge of murdering her husband.
Why does Dr. Greenwood accuse Mrs. Barnes of murdering her husband? In a moment, the doctor will tell you himself, but first... observation is as keen as Dr. Greenwood.
To tell you the truth, I was puzzled in the beginning. I couldn't understand how he could have killed himself with a harmless preparation that I had prescribed.
But how did you connect Mrs. Barnes to the murder?
Her story and the telltale needle mark on his left arm. You see, Barnes was a southpaw, a left-handed pitcher. If he had really given himself the needle, the mark would have been on the right arm.